Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Dalid. Today's daf is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsburg. Le'ilui Nishmas Leah Bas Yosef. Neshama Shehav and Aliyah. Okay, so we're going to start on Mem Gimel Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the word Mem Gimel Beis. Right, Mem Gimel Beis, three lines from the bottom. So if you remember yesterday, at the end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah had mentioned a case. And you had two people walking in the desert, and one was Mudar Hanar from the other. And the guy who couldn't benefit had no food. So what would they expect him to do? He was going to die. So the Mishnah mentioned is that he puts it on the person who has food, puts it on the seller, he puts it on the fence, and he says they're Mufkar. He makes them Hefkar. Whoever wants to take him can take him. And then the guy who's Mudar Hanar can take the food, because now he's not benefiting from the other individual. He's just taking it from the entity known as Hefkar. That was the Chachamim. But Rav Yossi was Oster. Rav Yossi said it's Oster. Rav Yossi said it's Oster. We had two reasons. Reason number one was because he held that Hefker is like Matana. He had the concept that Hefker works, and this whole pilpul in the Achronim had this, what the Lumbus says, but Hefker, oh, I forgot to bring it. Okay. Hefker works because it works like Matana, meaning that Hefker doesn't leave the Rishus of the Mafkir until the other individual takes it. So it's still technically in the rishus of the baal ochel. So when the mudar hanah takes it, he's taking it not from hefker, he's taking it from the owner. So Chachamim said no, that hefker works. It leaves the rishus the moment you make it hefker, it leaves your rishus. As opposed to Rav Yossi, it doesn't leave your rishus until it's taken.
Someone else
takes it. Then we rejected that, and then we came up with another reason for Rav Yossi, which was because of a gzeirah mishum, because of matnas beis choron, which was the guy not really having full intent to give the gift. So now, at the Ram points out on Aleph, despite the fact that we rejected this first answer of Rav Yossi, the Gemara is going to proceed dealing with that answer, meaning that according to Rav Yossi, Hefker works like a Matana, which means Hefker does not leave the Rishus of the Mafker until it's taken into the Rishus of the person who's taking it. So the Gemara then said, now we're going to bring a Brisa, and the Brisa is going to seem to be Soser itself in Neubei, meaning one part of the Brisa is going to sound like Chachamim, which is that Hefker leaves the Rishus of the Mafker immediately, and the second part of the Brisa is going to sound like Rav Yossi, which indicates that Hefker does not leave the Rishus of the Mafker until somebody else takes it. But, and there's another point, there are many, 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 as in yesterday, there are many machlokos we've shown him of how to interpret this. I am going to go according to the Shita of the Ran, unless somebody else can help us understand what's going on. So if article indicates another way to learn, if it's not the Ran, please tell me and we'll just listen. But we're going to go ahead and with the Ran. So, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, three lines from the bottom on Mem Gimel Beis. Tanya, Hamafkir es Sadeyu. Someone's Mafkir is field. The Braisa says, there's a caveat over here, Kol Shlosha Yomim Yochol Lachzerbo. For the first 3 days, he can retract. According to Ron, he can retract. It means that nobody else, not him, the Hefker is not Chal for the first 3 days. He can simply retract. It's meaning, if you're Mafkir, your field, and on Sunday, and on Monday I come and I take it, and on Tuesday you say, nah, I don't want to do it, it's out. It's yours. That's if the Ron explains it.
What about the fruits you might have taken on Monday? Well, retracts, you have to give it back?
Yes. So Tanya Hamafkir, it's not counted. It can't grab it. It doesn't. There's no force to my accepting it. It's not hefker until 3 days. It's a delay reaction for it to be hefker. Hamafkir asadeo koshlo shayomim yochol achzerbo mikan ve'elach. But after 3 days, ein yochol achzerbo. He may not retract. Meaning, after 3 days, it's automatic. He can't retract. Granted, we have this 3-day waiting period, but the idea is the moment the hefker is chal. The Hefker is Chal without having to wait for somebody else to grab it. The Hefker is Chal right away. In the Yochel Achzer. Because it's out of his Rishus right away. Which means that he fully relinquishes control without others taking control. So that is according to the Shita of the Chachamim. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay? We'd have to figure out what this 3 days is. That's what we'll use the Ron for, to figure out what these 3 days
is. In actuality, he is the owner for 3 days.
Correct. It's a delayed trigger. It's a delayed trigger. That's all. You're correct.
So the next guy comes along and he's starving and he wants his...
And he grabs something from it. So he'll owe him the money for it if he takes it during the first 3 days.
But he's still enjoying it.
But there's nothing to do with Hanah, though. There's nothing to do with a nether over here.
What about the case where he took the seller and put it on this?
Right, so you have other issues that come up, which are not here, but they definitely flow out of it. According to I think, the Sheet of the Tosos in Maseches Pesachim, you do Bittul Chametz is Midin Hefker. Well, how does that work? If it was Batel on day one, and for 3 days it's still yours. Okay, so you have to deal with that. Correct, this comes up. And there's a run in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim that just goes on and on. Right. Oh, a run, I like that. But it discusses this. But you're right, in the Chanami, there's issues with how the... correct. I don't think we pass them this way. We do pass them this way, I think. I think we do. Okay.
And we have 3 days to retract?
I think so.
Is it his, though?
I think so. Is it whose?
If it can retract, is his...
It is his fully for 3 days. It is fully for 3 days. It's a delayed trigger. There is no impact for 3 days.
So if it doesn't retract, it goes... In three days.
If I say it on Sunday, I have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm not sure if it's Tuesday or Wednesday. If it's 3 days inclusive or not. Let's just say it's on Wednesday morning, then it's out. Then it's out. But before that, it's not out. Meaning that then you see the nafkaminas regarding Trumas and Meisers.
It's on Monday. It doesn't retract. Is it on Monday or is it on Tuesday? Wednesday.
Yeah.
Not on Monday.
Correct. He grabbed it on Tuesday. He didn't count for anything. He has to grab it afterwards.
Yeah,
because he grabbed somebody else's rishus. What does that do? What does that mean?
He has to 3 days to retract. If he does it, becomes his as.
No. There's no impact of the hefker until Wednesday.
That's it.
There's no evidence. That's. I knew this would happen.
So according to them, after 3 days, if somebody had to claim it. Or is it
hefker? It's hefker. That's the whole point. So it leaves his rishus.
It's not like you're saying. So
no, it's just going according hefker. To the chachamim. This is going according to the chachamim. That it leaves. There's no. It leaves my rishus. Right. Hefker works. And it leaves my rishus without somebody else grabbing it. That's okay. The first part of the brisa. Second part of the brisa was Amar. The guy says, "Hey, sadazo mufkeres. This field should be mufkar for just a duration of time." Meaning, he says that it should. Also, Machlokes had to interpret it. But let's just learn it this way. He says, "Listen, be careful. Yom Echad, it should be hefker for 1 day. The Shabbos Achas for 1 week. The Chodesh Echad for 1 month. The Shana Achas for 1 year. The Shavua probably Echad. The Shavua Echad also. Right, Shavua Echad. I
know. Shavua
Echad means a Shemitah. Means one Shemitah cycle. Shabbos means a week. Shavua means seven for a Shemitah cycle. So therefore, so he makes this." Thing that it's only hefker for a certain amount of time. So the Brisa says, "Ad shelo zachaba bein hu bein acher yochel achzibo misha zachaba bein hu bein acher any yochel achzibo." When can he no longer retract? He can retract so long as somebody else, either him or somebody else, grabs it. There are two ways. There are two ways that the property can revert back to him. He can be chozer, or he can actually sit, and then he has to stipulate that he's being chozer, or he can actually grab it from hefker. He can reacquire it from hefker. He has to say, "I'm not being chozer, I'm reacquiring it from hefker." So the point being, from this second, what?
That would be the seer that doesn't have a sinner. That we assume it's hefker. You find something in the street,
right?
And it doesn't have a sinner on it,
right?
Assume it's hefker.
Okay.
How does that work? Does you have to wait 3 days?
We assume it's hefker. We assume it's yeh shalom midas, meaning he gave it. Does he have to wait 3 days? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you can assume that it was longer than 3 days. You're asking on the first side.
Yeah.
So maybe you can assume that it was lost longer, for a longer period of time.
So can you reclose it?
Can you?
Can the guy, if the guy realizes that I found my Aveda,
right?
Can he say,
I don't know. We'll look at the sugyas in Bava Metzia. I don't know.
That's all separate.
We'll look at the sugyas. I ain't sure. Okay. So he says. So what you see over here, what happens though, is that it's ad shelo zachaba bein hu bein acher lachzibo. He can retract so long as nobody else grabbed it. But once somebody else grabs it, he can't. Meaning the retraction is dependent. The retraction is dependent on somebody else gaining control. Until somebody else gains control, he can retract. Meaning it's not fully hefker. It hasn't left his rishus completely yet, which goes according to the shita of Rav Yossi. So obviously the question is going to be the Gemara says Reish Rabbanon Sefer Rav Yossi. The Reish is Rabbanon, the Sefer Rav Yossi, which is a problem. So if we wanted to, we're done. We can continue going on, but we're missing the whole meat of the sugya. So we're going to go look at the Ran. The Gemara is now going to afterwards is going to give two answers. One answer is going to say no, it's all Chachamim, and we'll explain why it's all Chachamim. And one answer is going to say it's all Rav Yossi, and we're going to explain how it's Rav Yossi. And then the Gemara is going to ask questions on how you would say that. it's Rav Yossi. But now let's go back.
Well, why is it an issue for Rabbanu and Rav Yossi? Why do they have to?
Because it's one brisa. Why? How can two parts of one brisa? It's not normal for two parts of one brisa to be reflecting two separate opinions. Usually a brisa, unless you have two different names in brisa, I mean, Amar this and Amar this, then it's two. But if it's one Stam brisa, the Stam brisa or Stam Mishnah should usually be a consistent shita. That's the problem. That's the way. What there are others who answer and say as a statement. Oh, you see from here, it's two different the brisa.
Right, it's
right, but I won't point to the Ron, and the Ron says no. Actually, you're right. I think the Ron that made the mistake as a statement. The Rush says it's a bit mere. Usually a brisa was usually a brisa consistent.
All that time, he says this and he says that.
Right, but we don't have he says in this brisa. It's just straight through. You're right, but it doesn't say that way. That's why. But I think you're right about the Ron may, or other Rishonim indicate, but just a statement. But the Rush over there, like I did mention it, that if the other Rishonim give us a little better hesber, I'm going to go with those Rishonim. So I had that in there, so I'm mutter. I'm in the clear for using the Rush on that. But now we're going to use the Ron. So the Ron said, go back. Tanya, Hamakris, Adea, Koslo, Shayami, Yochalach. What's this 3-day period? Why do I have to wait 3 days? It's clearly you did the Rabbanon. Why do you have to wait the 3 days? Meaning, do a Raisa, right? Mr. Yimigdor Raisa, it's Hefka right away. Set away these 3 days. And then the Mishnah says, once the 3 days comes, it's triggered automatically and it's out of my Rishus. So Tanya, look at the Ron. He says, Tanya, Hamakris, Adea, Kol, Gimel, Yomi, Yochalach, Sabo, Raisi, Shmuzo, Shalon, Isbara, Yofa, Bdiri, Rishonim. I've seen that this has not been explained well by the Rishonim, Lifiani is 19, in accordance with my understanding, the Kach nearly Perusha, and this is what I think the explanation is. It says, Kol Shloshi Yomim for the first 3 days, Yochso Lachzerbo, he can retract. Mikanda Eilech Ein Yochso Lachzerbo, he may not retract. Mi Dekob Machli B'Seifo, because the Seifo says differently, Im Hamer Tehei, Sada Zebuv Keres, the Omechad, Vein Zacha Lo Zacha, De Katani Sha'ad Shlo Zacha Yochso Lachzerbo, Umi Shal Zacha Ein Yochso Lachzerbo. When we raise there, that's the Seifo, Ubi Dereisha, Lo Machli B'Hachli, doesn't make a distinction whether or not somebody else grabs it or not, rather, El Tola Chazara B'Kodim L'Gimel Achagimel. Right away, that's the steer between the Brights. So there, the Seifa seems to indicate in order for it to leave for Hefker to work, it has to leave Rishus by somebody else taking it. The Rishus seems to say that once it's triggered, and that's it. So he says, Shmami no Haki Katari. This is what it says. Kol Gimel Yomim Yochel Lachzerbo Mehefkero. He may retract from his Hefker. Vafilu Zacha Acher Kodem Chazaroso. Justin, we said, even somebody else grabs it before he's Chozer. Lo Kanda. It's not Kona at all. I'll just let you know, a parenthetical, Rishonim argue. Right? The Ron's making an emphasis about that. Rishonim argue, i.e., I am the Rush. He would say that it would work for somebody else to grab it. He has to explain the Gemara differently than we're explaining the Gemara.
It makes effort on Sunday, it does not affect until Wednesday.
Correct. Correct. It's held in abeyance. It's in limbo. Till Wednesday. Then it's in effect. Right? Umifarish time ala kaman. And we're going to see what the reason is. Why he had this three day delay? Demafkarin v'hajin b'hum. People would mafkar the field and then be chozer and grab the food and then grab it back from Hefker in order to pocket themselves from Trumas and Maestros. But you're not chai for Trumas and Maestros if you take the field from Hefker. So in order to get around, you had these harama. In order to get around having to mafkar Trumas and Maestros, people would say, I'll mafkar the field, and then they would grab it back. And then when they got it back, they were being zochit from Hefker. And there was over from Hefker, they're no longer Chayim and Shumas and Maestros. We want to avoid this. Right.
Harama
is a good way of saying it, because that's what the Lashon of the Ron says. Right?
I'm just curious one thing. The guy who picks
just
up,
one thing?
Just one thing.
Okay.
The guy who picks up the Hefker, let's say he found something on the street.
Okay.
In Mafker, this guy made it Hefker. Now the next guy picks it up.
Right.
Within the 3 days.
Yeah.
Is he a Shomer of some sort?
Shomer Fina.
Well,
he's got to be. What's his response?
So the question is, and I hear what you're saying, and similar to what you asked before. Maybe it's different between a sada and metaltlin, because it seems like the takana here was done because on the field because of Baharama. Maybe it doesn't apply to a metaltlin
because of the
shumas and maestros.
And
maybe by metaltlin it wouldn't apply.
The
I don't know.
Different. You go into Kai's field to Mafker yesterday, and you go and you harvest all his grapes. You harvest all his grapes. And then the guy comes back. Actually, no, it's not Hefker. Right. What do you do? Is the grapes now yours, or you
no,
have to give back to the guy?
You got
to
give back. You got to pay him.
It's not yours.
You have to. If you used them, yeah, it's not yours.
Something happened to those. Are you ashamed of something? You got paid for it.
Wait, but
I don't know. Maybe you're Ghana.
But if you guys, the guy going, he announced my field is hefker.
Everyone knows the halacha that for 3 days it doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
3 days doesn't count. If you go in and you grab it, then you're everyone knows, right? Everyone did, right? Because until today we all knew that. We knew this halacha 7.5 years ago for about a day and a half, and now we know we're going to get. So,
a day and a half.
Okay.
And he announced it with cold
rolls.
He announced it in the little kitchen.
Okay, let's just go. Okay, these are. Let's just get trying to do the Ron to get what the point of the Gemara is, and then these are questions. All right. So he says from first time in the Kamdav Kimba Hajjim Mishum the Hefker Potim and Meiser and Hayu Raharamayim the tricksters were Mafkiras and Osayim. Yedeli he poter to be poter from Jumas and Maisers, or maybe just Maiser. He just says Maiser here, right? Via Daiton v'Shasev Kiron and their mindset when they were Mafkirit sheyachzur behen v'yifsku behen v'nimsa shelo hayehef Kiron elo leharama bilvad. So how does the 3 days work? Ulefikach hotzuchu lomer. We had to say sheim yisku behem. If what the Chacham said was that if you were Mafkirit and you took it back right away, it's as if they weren't Hefker, and when you're taking them back, you're not taking them back from Hefker. We're just saying that that's Chazara. So it's still yours from the beginning. They're still Chayiv in Meiser.
Right.
And they also had this. The question is, okay, so that's the Haram only applies to them. So what if somebody, so Ron has to answer, so somebody else grabs it. It's not Harama there. So he said they had to give it teeth. Because if the trickster saw that, oh, if he grabs it, it's good. But if I grab it, it's no good. I know the Chacham are playing games over here. So they made it across the board, made a carte blanche across the board. Correct. For somebody else, there's no chash of Ramayan. If they don't say that it doesn't count if the other guy grabs it in the first 3 days, iha lo kaima, they wouldn't be mekayim, the takana wouldn't work. Shim yiru haramayim shechayiske bo akar kana lo yishmol direkachamim, they're not going to listen. Shehem lo yiknu delemru kihechid the akar zachim mefkeir anami mefkeir zachina. Just like they can be zocha, we can be zocha. So the whole thing would lose its teeth. Right, it would lose it. If I'm the owner of the field and I'm mafkirit and so the first 3 days it doesn't count. But if you grab it, the first 3 days it does count. We're saying they're playing games over here. It really does count. They're just trying to trick me. But now that he sees that it doesn't count across the board, you can say it's legit. So what's the problem? So how does the 3 days help? The point being, if you look at the last line of the Ron, he says the la'achar shlosha tu lekel lemechash l'ramayim. After 3 days, you can no longer have to worry about the ramayim. Shekol shenasker hefker b'ramos. Someone is trying to do this hefker, this trickery. The guy, he's not going to delay 3 days. The guy who's a trickster, there's a risk in him keeping the hefker out for a while. If he can make it hefker and grab it back right away, there's no risk. You never know about the fact that I made it hefker. But if I make something hefker and I have 3 days, well, I'm waiting for 3 days. Now there's a possibility, there's a risk that somebody else is going to grab it. I'm just trying to get out of playing Meiser. I don't want to lose my entire field. But if I have 3 days, there's a coal. Maybe there's a coal that goes out, and now you're there, we're chopping at the bit, waiting to go. And if you go first, if you grab it first, the second the 3 days elapse, I lose my whole field. So that's going to get rid of this whole Ramos, according to the Ron. No, he doesn't have a right of first refusal. According to the Chacham, I mean, the second it goes out of his field right away, it goes out. It's automatic. He does not have a right of first refusal. He only has the right to retract during the first 3 days. Okay, that's the first side. So that's clearly like the Rechamim. The second side was... So
why isn't that good enough? Why does he have to retract? Was it Hefker that it came back, or
it wasn't Hefker? No, if you retract something, it was never Hefker.
Okay, so then he doesn't have the opportunity to be exempt from...
Correct. Force, Correct. Okay. Now let's start today's talk. So then we said that the sefer goes according to Rav Yossi, because the sefer indicates if he makes this weird lashon where he has it only for a period of time, well, he can be chozer so long as somebody else doesn't take it, meaning that you have to wait for somebody else to take it in order to leave his rishus. So the Gemara answers. So Amar Ula Seif, no. So Reish and Rabbanan Seif for Rav Yossi. So look at the Ron now. Right now, we think the reason for Rav Yossi, the time of the Rav Yossi, the Asim Masnisim. Why Rav Yossi Asim in the Mishnah, the case that we had yesterday about the two people in the field and putting on the rock and saying Hefker, is the Rav Yochanan. Like Rav Yochanan said, even though we rejected that, the Amar Lael, the Hefker Kimatana, because Hefker is like a gift, that the Asim Shazocha, until it gets into the ownership of the person getting the benefit, lo nafka mishus mafkir, doesn't leave the rishus of the mafkir. O mishim hachik amar reishu rabbanim the sefer Rabbi Yosi. O b'hacha asile kula brisa shapir, and that's how you explain the brisa. The reishu katani shloshi yom yochel achzar mipnei haramayin kedefrishus. The reishu is like we explained, mikan ve'elech, but from the 3 days onwards, ein yochel achzar bo medina. You can no longer retract. The Srile Rabbanan, the Hefker may idna the Afgre Mafkir Nafik Lim Rishusi. The moment the Hefker is Chal and leaves the Rishus. The Seifa Katani and the Seifa says, Dim Amar Te Sodazom with Keris, the Omecha, Bichia Gava, Lechash. You don't have to worry about the Ramayim here. That's the question also. Why? The first case says, Sedim with Keris, the Omecha. Well, how does that work? Didn't we just say in the Risha that it has to wait, you have to wait 3 days? Okay, so you only have to wait 3 days if the guy says it this may also answer our comments case. If the guy says it, stop. The guy says it's something. The guy says it's Hufkor for 1 day. That's not a Ramai. The Ramai is the guy who's trying to get it very quickly back and forth. Once he starts doing his other Lashon, we're pretty clear that he really means to be Machkirit. Okay? Right, the Ran says, Why would he do it for a set period of time that's known? He should just Machkirit right away. The cave in the Daitel Mahadil Zachibe Lo Nachlimide. Alavade, La Osos Machif Kiro, for that amount of time that he's Machkirit. Gomer v'hifki below haroma klal. Okay? Ulefichach, and therefore, Mishazacha ben who, whether he takes it, ben acher, or somebody else, ein yochel achzibo. Just went by the Ron indicating ben who, ben acher, you know that the Rishonim will argue and say it's not ben who. We're not going to deal with those Rishonim because my caveat still stands. Okay. Ben who, ben acher, ein yochel achzibo. Vaha as yashapir afilu rabbanan. It says it doesn't leave Rishus until he's Zochet. Bein hu, bein acher, yochol lachzer bo, Rabbi Yossi hi. That goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Again, just repeating what we said before. I just have it underlined, so I have to read it. The sphere lay da ad da osu Rishus Zochet until it gets into the Rishus of the buyer who's taking it. Lo nafkir, refers to Hamafkir. And Dilarabanan, we didn't Dilarabanan, came in the army, Dilarabanan came in the army not from Rishus, so hey, yochol lachzer bo. But according to the Rabbanan, once it leaves its road, it shows how can it be closer. So that's the steerer between the Reish and the Seifa. So, the Gemara, should I do more Ron, or you want to just go back to the Gemara? Do more Ron. Okay.
So he's just reiterating the whole premise?
He's not in the whole premise. He's just trying to figure out why this Brisa is not consistent. The whole problem is not why he's not. No one's negating one or the other. The question's on the Brisa, not on either side, which took me a while to figure that out. So, and you got it right away. But good, go ahead.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so if you go down now, and still in the medium-sized lines here, or let's go from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 11 lines from the bottom. It says Miu Milsa the Tmiyahu. Right? So Miu Milsa the Tmiyahu. You got it?
Yeah.
Mr. Schiffer, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Miu Milsa the Tmiyahu. Right now, so he's asking us a question also, Yoni. Miu Milsa the Tmiyahu. Heichi Nakat Latana Aliba the Trey Tanoi. Why the hell would the Bryce of Sam like two separate Tanoim? Well, Mishim Haki Mitaritz. And that's what we're going to answer. So let's go back into the Gemara now. So Amar Ula. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines from the top from the Gemara. Keep your finger on the Ron, and let's go into the Gemara to answer. Right, you have to do two things at once. Right, I know you're a Malach, so it's hard, but still, you got to do it. So Amar Ula, says, Seifa Nami Rabbanan Hi. The Seifa is also like the Rabbanan. So if the Seifa is like Rabbanan, why don't the Rabbanan hold that there's, you don't have to wait for somebody to? It's automatic. So why do you have to wait? Why can't he be chosen though? Why can't he be chosen up to the point until someone grabs it? He should be able to close us right away because as soon as the hefker is chal, he's out. It's done out of his rishus. So rabbanan he. So ihachi amay achilo zochabo bein hu bein achilo yachilo. Why is that the case? So the Gemara says shani shana v'shvua delo shchichi. Because look at the neder he made was for a week, for a month. That's lo shchichi. So what does that mean? So it's meaning whatever lo shchichi means, that allows the rabbanan to agree to Rabbi Yossi that in this case then in this case the hefker is not chal until somebody else takes it. Why? What is that? What does the losh chichay do? Back into the Ran. Umishum hachi mitaritz ula va'amar the seifa nami the rabbanan he. The seifa is also the rabbanan. The taima, the reason is the achilo zachabo bein hu beyachliach laksabo mishum why the shani shvul v'shabbos the losh chichin klomar. What does that mean? Klomar means don't take it literally, take it figuratively. It's not normal. It's not the normal way to make something hefker. You make something hefker, you make something hefker. It's only hefker for a month. It's only hefker for a week. What does that mean? Since he made this sort of change, we do it with umdum das. We assume, right? We assume, right? The kevon shelo rotzalav kiro hefker olam. We assume that since this guy did not want to make it hefker forever, it's a lower level hefker. It's a weakened hefker. Vakati ogigabe. He's still tied to it. He still ties himself to it. Afilu ba'osos manchev kiro lo nechle lelefek rishusei adazachabe. Adazachabe idach. It's because he made this language, we assume, we have Anan Saadi, that it's a lower level hefker. He still wants to retain some sort of connection to the land or whatever he's being mafker for that period of time. So therefore, he is agreeing, he's not letting it leave his rishus. He's not letting it, no, because it's a different type of hefker. He's not letting it leave his rishus. I know, you're a black and white guy, and this is not black and white. This is great. So he's not letting it leave his rishus until somebody else grabs it. Hilchach sfirlein l'rabbanon behefker shuhul isman. The Rabbanan, when they have a duration in the Hefker, Hefker Lizman, the Chachamim are going to agree to Rabbi Yossi, the Behefker Lizman, my Desvile Rabbi Yossi, Behefker Olamis. Whatever Rabbi Yossi says by Hefker Olamis, the Chachamim agree to say by Hefker Lizman. If you look at the Rush, right, I'm allowed to do the Rush, look at the Rush. I did. Before you walked in, I said, if the other Rishonim are going to help us in our understanding, I will be permitted to look at the other Rishonim. Okay. And therefore, if you look at the Rush, you look at the skinny lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. It says Vishani on the side. It says the last word is Vishani. I mean, there are only four words on the line, but it says Vishani Hefker Lizman Loshchiach. Hilkach Hefker Garua. It's a lower level Hefker. Kevan Shaloh Hefkiru La'olam. The Rabbanan agreed that in this case, when he make this hefker garua, he did have a gemar das. Because he's waiting for nobody else to take him and comes back to him. The fact that he made it for his man, meaning he really wants it to come back. So he's waiting for it to come back, which means he's still tied to it. So in that instance, the Chachamim would agree to Rav Yossi. So the entire Brisa now, Yoni, is consistent. Because it's going all according to the Shita of the Chacham.
That's what he did this for a point.
What?
He did it for a point.
Correct. He did it for whatever, just for whatever his reason was. He did it for a point, for a reason, but he's still maintaining his ties to the land or to whatever he's being mafkir, and therefore the Chacham will agree to Rabbi Yossi that it doesn't leave his rishus until someone else grabs it. So he has the right to be chozer until somebody else grabs it.
Did he Yom Echad?
What?
Yom
if he says Yom Echad, yeah.
So in other words,
because any time he says a language which is different than typical Hefker, which he puts a Zman cuts on it.
Stam is 3 days, but one day.
No, Stam, the 3 days is a Tachan Chachamim. And we said that's only because of Tachan is Ramayim. But if he says it, there's no problem with Ramayim. The Ran mentioned there's no problem with the Ramayim if a guy makes it for a day, because a trickster is not going to limit the time. A trickster is going to do it. Stop! So it's a call right away and grab it back.
So we do accept it. I mean, we do recognize a hefker for Asmad.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Even though it's a hefker garua.
Correct, but because after that, when that time elapses, it kicks in. The accept the hefker, but it only leaves his rishus when someone else grabs it.
I understand. But it goes back to his rishus
if no one grabs it.
No. If he says for Asman, Kavua.
Ah, so that's a machlokas you're showing him. How the Ran learns that after 30 days it rebounds back. It would rebound back to him only if nobody else grabbed it. But if somebody grabbed it, then it's out.
So if a guy say, I have to for a week.
Right.
That is means, it acceptable or not? If somebody comes and he grabs, so he loses forever?
Right, meaning that person has a week to grab it. But once the week elapses, then it bounces back to the owner. That's how the Ron's learning. And there are other Rishonim who will learn different the way you do, but...
I didn't get the impression that he holds 30 days here.
What do you mean? Yeah.
What do you get the idea from 30 days? You just mentioned 30 days.
Yeah, but it says, Mufkeres Yom Echad, the Shabbos, the Chodesh Echad. So just giving us the Brisa gave us different examples. That's right. Different time frames.
Okay.
Yes. Now we have Hefka Garua. Correct. Very good. All right. Okay. That's answer number one. Answer number two. I got to move. Answer number two is, and answer was harder. Reish Lakish Amar made the same for Rabbi Yossi. Reish Nami Rabbi Yossi. Reish Lakish says no. The whole thing is going according to Rabbi Yossi. So the whole thing is going according to Rabbi Yossi. According to why in the Reisha does it automatically become Hefker after 3 days? It shouldn't automatically become Hefker. It should wait till somebody else grabs it. So he says Reisha Hainu Taima. What's the reason why it automatically becomes Hefker after 3 days? Reisha Hainu Taima Lo Lishtaka Torah's Hefker. Because we don't want to forget the concept of Hefker, which means what?
You want the actual process to happen, not just automatic.
Right, let's look automatic. At the Rashi here is shorter, correct. The Rashi here is shorter. He says, Midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mishun Delogishat Chos Hefker, the Midaraisa Vadi Lo Havi Hefker Ada Asr Shazocha. With your rights, so it's not Hefker until it goes into somebody else. So long as it doesn't go to somebody else's Rishus, it's not Hefker. And he's Chayiv the Trumo Meiser. He's Chayiv Trumo Su Meiser. So why they say it becomes Hefker after 3 days? It's not to get rid of the Trumo Su Meiser. You still have to pay Trumo Su Meiser. The cave in the rice of Chayav Lav Hefkehu Lo Machli Rabban and Mitchum Meiser the Lav Kukimene Ela Kedei Shlo Tishach Torah's Hefker. Because what's right? You don't want to forget Torah's Hefker. It doesn't explain it over there as well. But the reason being is
people won't see anything.
Correct. Exactly. The people are exactly that Midor Raisa Hefker is not Yotz the Rishus of the Mafkir even after 3 days until somebody else comes and grabs it. And the Mafkir can be chozer so long. But the Chachamim made a takanda that once people see other people that they're mafkir, that you can be that if people see that I'm mafkir something. And then go out for another month or two, and I can just grab it back. They're not going to understand what hefker is. They're not going to know about the concept of hefker. So the Rav Yossi said, after 3 days, you know, midrabanan, you're done. You can't be chozer anymore. Because we want people to understand the concept of hefker. That hefker actually works. What people are going to say is that you're afraid. I think the way it works is that you're. I'm trying to say it right outside. Is that you are afraid? There's a takala. Why?
But that's not the halacha, correct? Because the owner can, after a certain period of time, can still regain possession of the hefker.
But from that case, that's not chazar. That's him getting it back from
correct.
Hefker.
Correct.
So once I make it hefker, I make this bottle hefker, and it's real hefker. I have the right, just like anybody else, to grab it back.
Correct.
But when I grab it back, I'm not grabbing back my own item. I'm taking it back from the entity known as hefker.
Right.
Okay. That's part of the rod that I skipped. But don't have time.
So
why would
it's going against his own
sheet.
Really, it's not, but I'm making it.
Making it the Tekan Rabbanan. So Tekan Rabbanan to say that it's Hefker. So because, what he says over here, because the people are going to think that when he's grabbing it as a Matana, not Midin Hefker. And therefore, they're going to think that if he's grabbing it as a Matana, he's still Chayev and Trumas and Maisos. Because what happens is, once people see that the mafkir can be chozer before somebody else grabs it, so I'm mafkir it, right? I'm mafkir it, and no one grabs it, and I take it back, and I grab it. They're going to think that there's no hefker here at all. They're going to assume that there's no hefker. If a guy can take it back, they're going to assume that.
So they
assume it's no hefker. So they're going to think when you take it, you didn't take it from hefker. That you took it from. It's as if I gave it to you as a gift. And therefore, what you're taking this item that really is pater from Meiser, but people can think it's chayiv in Meiser, and now we're going to have a problem because you may take from what from something that's chayiv in Meiser, something that's not chayiv in Meiser.
You're all confused.
Exactly. So the Gemara says. So then, why do you need 3 days? So the Gemara says, "Ihoch yafilu miyom mishinami la habehefker." So wait, 1 day. What's this 3 days? The 3 days. Remember, we mentioned that the Chaz Ramayim. That's what the Gemara mentions it over here. We just mentioned in the Ran, the Gemara mentions it over here. He says, "Ihoch yafilu miyom mishinami la habehefker." So Amarav the Ramayim the Mafkirin v'Hadirin Buhun. All right, so the Gemara then says, "Aval deoraisa lo have hefker," but really, deoraisa, it's not hefker. It's not hefker deoraisa. These until somebody else grabs it, even after 3 days. The Dilma maybe that's an issue with the girsa. So we'll just read what we have here, and then we'll explain it. The Dilma asili yisurim in a chiyuv ala patur in a patur ala chiyuv. The problem is that so this stuff really is not. This stuff really isn't hefker, right? The stuff isn't hefker because no one else grabbed it. So let's say after 3 days, I take it back. So I didn't take it from Hefker because it never left my Rishus. So I took it back. So therefore what? It's really Chayiv. it's really chayiv trumas and maisos. But I may think it's not chayiv trumas and maisos. So I'm going to say, oh, well, so I'll take this for a derabbanan purpose, for trumas and maisos derabbanan. I won't realize I need this for trumas and maisos deraisa. Or, where does he say?
But even if somebody made a hefker that didn't, and somebody didn't pick it up, the first guy still required to pay the trumas and maisos.
Correct. That's the kasha. That's our kasha over here. What's going on here? Yeah, you say that not low list of Torah's hefker, but there's a takala going to come over here of people now not realizing whether this is the chayav trumas maisa deraisa, a chayav trumas maisa derabanan, and they'll take from even though it's deraisa, they'll take for derabanans, and even though it's derabanan, they'll take them.
They should know that the boy doesn't work.
So the problem over here, because you're going to mess up, you're going to mess up trumas maisa. Let's try to read the Ran, because the next is not so hard. He says a parchinat. So you see in like the one, it's in the middle line. Just like a couple of lines down, 6-7 lines down, right? Parchina, but the rice will have a hefker. But Dilma usli assuming the chiyav al patur. That's the Ran's girsa. He says chiyav al patur, right? He doesn't have an patur al chiyav. He says amikan de elech ein yachol lachshav al parah. He's talking about from here going forward, from the three days going forward. He cannot be chozer bo. The kaamar the nehima din and the Rav Yosi yachol lachshav bo. Even al pidin, Rav Yosi would allow him to be chozer. Velo have a hefker, and it wouldn't be hefker. Tikkun Rabbanan will have a hefker. There's a Tikkun Rabbanan that it is hefker. Ubavadai shechayiv meiser came into Raisa lo have a hefker. It's still chayiv midoraisa because it's not hefker. I said this is hefker. So after 3 days I can't be chozer. But it's still the Raisa Tikkun Rav Yosi. It's still not hefker. It's still mine because no one else grabbed it yet. No one else picked it up. So that's what it's still midoraisa chayiv and trumas and meisus. Right? It came into Raisa lo have a hefker. He goes to the hefker base and hefker. So you go down two lines. The cave and chicane, and I skipped the big sugya. Yeah. The cave and chicane, right? The cave and chicane, maybe at the end if we have time, we'll go back. The cave and chicane, ikalamechash, Dilma asili yasuri minachiv al patur. The amr zacha ze vadai, cave and chizachuni chachamim, bimash zachisi, hefker gomer haya, right? Vichazara de idach, midina lo klum, who? So what's going on? You have to be choshesh that maybe. The Amar Zocha is that whoever grabbed it is going to say that when I took it from Hefker. So a guy's going to, it's going to be sitting out here for three days. And then you're going to come along and you're going to grab it. So you're going to think.
Thinking it's Hefker.
You're going to think you took it from Hefker.
I don't have to pay tax.
You're going to think it's Hefker, but really it's not Hefker because maybe I was Schozer or something like that. It's really it's not Hefker. And then you're going to have the. And therefore you think you took it from Hefker, you think it's Putter. So you're not going to. And then you're going to really sky me the Raisa and you're going to have that whole Tarkal. Okay, that's the problem there. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers the second line. The Amrle ki ma'asart asar mineube. So basically there's sort of like signage. Somehow there's a call that goes out. If you are going to take somebody else's field from Hefker, we scream to you and say, you should know that when you are taking Chumas and Maestros, make sure that you take Chumas and Maestros from this field, only from this field. Don't take Chumas and Maestros from this field for another field. Don't take Chumas and Maestros from something else on this field. You have to contain your Chumas and Maestros only to this field. Somehow that solves the problem, so you're never going to have that confusion because you're not taking Chumas and Maestros from something else onto this or for this on something else because it's clear.
It's all specified.
Right. It says no trespassing. It says if and when you take Chumas and Maestros from this field, please take it only from this field and not from anything else. No, that's too confusing. That'd be too confusing.
Just this field.
Exactly, just this field.
They have a call Corey.
Right, exactly. That's all. Okay, let's we have 5 minutes. So Meisvei. Sorry. Meisvei Hamat. So now we're gonna ask Akasha. I think we're asking the question now on, we'll see. Okay, Hamafkir es Karmo. Alright? Hamafkir es Karmo. Guy's Mafkir his vineyard, right? Ulishachar, and he gets up in the morning, Ubatsro, and he cultivates it and he gathers all the grapes. So what's going on here? So he seems to have retracted. Right? So he seems to have retracted. So chayev the prat of olos b'shicha. It's the same thing as like a pein shicha. The same thing when it comes to the vineyard. If it matos naim, he's still chayev. Why? He just took it from half, but he's putter from meiser. Why one not the other? So the Rush points out is that there's a limud in perik gozel baser, which I guess is a comma. And Daf Tzadi Dalad, there's a special limud that even though hefker potters you from terms of meiser, it's not going to potter you from the matos naim. When you take it back. So he still has to do it for Matas Niyam. Okay. So he still has to do the Matas Niyam, but he's parted from the Meister. Because what happened? He made it Hefker, and then he seems to have taken it back from Hefker. So why is... So obviously you see it's a question on Rav Yossi's interpretation, because why would he be... Why is he parted from Meister? Nobody else took it. Yeah. So it didn't leave his rishus. It wasn't valid hefker yet. So he says bishlam ula. It's fine according to ula, who says that brisa was all according to the rabbanan. This brisa is also going according to the rabbanan. It's the rabbanan katanile v'doraisa katanile. Yes, granted he should have waited 3 days, but midoraisa, the 3 days weren't the kind of rabbanan. Midoraisa, the hefker is chal. And therefore, when he takes it back, he's chayv and truma. He's chayv and truma. He's chayv and truma. He's chayv and truma.
It's a meiser. According to the deraisa, it's hefker right away. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's hefker right away.
Right away.
So when he took it back the next morning, when he took it back the next morning, he doesn't. Therefore, he's putter from truma and meiser, and he is putter. He doesn't have to pay the. He has to pay the matas anim. Right. The matas anim is, and there's a special limud that it's still chayv even if you grab it back from. That's where the distinction. But that 3 days is a din derabbanan. But on a Torah level, it's valid right away.
Biblically,
it's valid right away. So biblically, when he takes it back, he's putter for Trumas and Meiser, biblically.
Because it's right away.
It's still Chayav Trumas and Meiser, the Rabbanan, but it's putter Midoraisa. So we're going to say that this Braisa is talking about the Torah level, or talking about before the Takana.
Someone grabs it in 3 days? Someone else grabs it first?
Someone grabs it in 3 days.
How is he
Chayav
Meiser on day one?
He's not.
He's not.
The person who grabbed is not. Midoraisa. No, Midoraisa.
No, he's part of Raisa.
Did you say that?
We just read that.
Yeah. Only Midoraisa is.
Hamavkir's karma will suffer and batsu chai be pratav olos psychopay u pater minomaisa. Correct. So Bishnamal, he himself did it. That's the case. So Bishnamal ula, it's the Rabbanaka Tanali, Midoraisa Tanali. We're talking about the Torah level, before the Takada. But El Reish Lakish, am I part of the Meiser? According to Reish Lakish, is holding like Reish Rav Yossi. Why is he part of from the Meiser? Right? It still never, even on the Doraisa level, it never left his Rishus because no one else took it.
Even if it's 3 days. It's
forget the 3 days. Forget the 3 days. Right. It doesn't become Hefker according to Rav Yossi. So Gemara answers, we'll get to the first answer today, we'll do the next answer tomorrow, or maybe the next answer today. He says, am I part of the Meiser? So Amalach, Ki Amri Anil Rav Yossi. Harabani, all I did was explain that brisa to make it consistent according to Rav Yossi. I didn't reject the Rabbanan. You asked me Akasha, this brisa seems to go according to the brisa from the beginning. It seems to be inconsistent. The racer was Rabbanan, the same for Rav Yossi. Right. So I figured a way to learn the brisa according to make it consistent with Rav Yossi. Doesn't mean I'm rejecting the Rabbanan. This brisa we just read right now goes like Rabbanan. Why is that Akasha on me? All I did, I didn't explain Rav Yossi to the exclusion of Rabbanan. I just explained the brisa to make it work like Rav Yossi. But I still can hold the Rabbanan is still a valid shita, and this brisa that we just read now, but I'm not here's Karmel, ain't nothing on. Let's go according to the shita of the Chachamim. Okay. So wait. If I stop, if I keep going, then to what are we gonna do tomorrow?
Yeah. We'll explain the answer.
Which one? The last answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Simple. The question what they asked him is this: look, this brisa that we're just reading now is not going according to Shita Rav Yossi, right. And you explained the previous brisa like Rav Yossi. So Reish Lakish says, "You're right. I explained the previous brisa like Rav Yossi. That doesn't mean I don't hold that Rabbanan are a valid Shita. I just was able to explain that brisa in accordance to Rav Yossi. This brisa that we're reading now is going according to the Rabbanan, right? If you look at the Ran, the last Ran, Klomar, didn't he either brisa Moki Akul Rav Yosef?" I was able to explain that price. I can't explain this price. That's all. Okay. I don't have to. Right. So we'll pick up with the second answer tomorrow. Today's. I stopped right on the end of the. We're going to start tomorrow with the Ebi's Ema on the top of Memhei. Okay. Today's daf again was learned the Zecha Nishvas Leah Bas Yosef, sponsored by the by Aliza and Ari Ginsberg. Everyone have a good day. Wait, a minute.